Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast about the sport he or she loves the most. We talk about horse racing, dog racing, camel racing, pie eating contests, hot dog eating contests, wrestling, WWE, mud wrestling, UFC, boxing. We talk a lot about the NFL because this is a football talk show, but we also cover NBA, MLB, NHL, NCAA men's and women's sports, XFL, USFL, spring football. Stokers and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. time. Again, that's most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Stokers and Beers broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, that's WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Time on deck is 8:05 a.m., and it is 49 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny in San Diego, California. Today's topic is NFL Playoff Wild Card Weekend Predictions. Again, NFL Playoff Wild Card Weekend Predictions. The host of the Bay Pro Armchair Quarterbacks in front of a live global listening audience regarding the sports they love the most. Topics to include but not limited to will be NFL Wild Card Weekend and scores and actions from the NBA, NHL, NCAA men's and women's sports, Major League Baseball, breaking news and signings. All right. Again, for those of you just tuning in, this is the Stokers and Beer Radio Show, and I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Yeah, we got the NFL Playoff Super Weekend, Super Wild Card Weekend for the NFL this weekend, and you got a lot of stuff coming across the monitor. People want to know if this is a must-win for Dak. Is this a must-win for Dak and the boys? Yeah. It's not only a must-win for Dak and the boys. It's a must-win for everybody in Super Wild Card Weekend. This is when to go home. This ain't the NBA to where, you know, you can drop one and go back and, you know, let's be ready for game two. This, you know, football is one game, one and done. It's always game seven when you come down to the postseason. It's one game, one and done. There are no do-overs. You got to come out there and play a perfect game, people, in the wild card during Super Wild Card Weekend. If you were lucky enough to make it, you need to put the past out of your mind, put the past behind. Because in the playoffs, everybody is a whole new team. This is when the coaches pull out, you know, take the whole playbook and start implementing everything in the playbook to give the team a different look. That's when the trick plays come out when they need them to. The fake punts, the laterals on kickoff, all these different scenarios can happen. So is it a must-win for Dak and the boys? Oh, yeah. It's a must-win for them and for their team individually, for their individual franchise, because the owner, Jerry Jones, the general manager, Stephen Jones, they've been pushing and pushing and pushing, trying to build a winner for quite some time now. And I know that they want this done. Jerry built Jerry World back in 2000. He started building that stadium back in 2008. You know how I know this? Because I was living right down the freeway from that stadium in Fort Worth, Texas. They was building the stadium in Arlington. I remember when it started to go up. I remember when it was just a frame. And I remember all the time I was down there in Fort Worth, Texas. I didn't go to Dallas a whole lot, but I had been through Dallas a few times too, and the surrounding areas. But one thing, when I was down there in Fort Worth, they called Fort Worth Cowtown. When I was in Fort Worth, down there around the Stockton Yards and all that stuff, oh, yeah. Fort Worth Stockyards. Oh, yeah. Fort Worth. Nice-sized city. Ain't no little town. Oh, no. Forget that. It ain't no little town. And they love their Dallas Cowboys. I sat in Fort Worth for about a year. And all you could hear during football season, you get on the bus trying to go to work or whatever, get to work. Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys. I mean, when I say they love the Dallas Cowboys in the DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth area, all it is Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys. I'm like, good God. I mean, they love the Dallas Cowboys out there, whether they winning or whether they losing. But Jerry Jones has been trying to build his team up for quite some time, and especially – since the new stadium got opened up, I think maybe somewhere around 2012, 2013, somewhere up in there, I think that's when they finally opened that stadium up. Because it usually takes about 3 years to build a stadium. So I'm going to say I started seeing it go up in 08. I left in 09. And I'm going to say at least right about 11 or 12, Jerry World, AT&T Stadium. But I'm going to tell you, is it a must win? Yeah. Yeah, it's a definitely a must win, because that going to have a whole lot of questions to answer after he got paid what he wanted. They paid him, he got the money, and the Dallas Cowboy fans are looking at it like, okay, you got paid, Jerry gave you the check, he cut you the check. When are you going to deliver us a championship? It's not going to be enough to just beat Tom Brady. With some people are actually giving Tom Brady a chance in this game. You know, but don't get it twisted. They're not, this ain't like they ain't giving Tom Brady a chance. They giving him at least a chance on his leadership. They're looking at, like, when you look at the quarterbacks, Tom Brady is the better quarterback overall. But Dallas is the better team. But this is the playoffs, people. You know, we start saying Father Time is undefeated. Playoffs. Father Time is not a factor in the playoffs, because that adrenaline from Tom Brady, he already know that he got to show up. His offensive line already know they got to protect him. All Tom is asking them for, just give me some time. Game to game. Give me three games. That's what Tom is asking him. Give me this game, and then let's get to the divisional round. He's gonna say, give me the divisional round. Then he's gonna say, I'm in the conference championship. I'm telling you, people, Tom Brady is not messing around. That's the problem for the Dallas Cowboys. You got a hungry Tom Brady who's been there. He understands the pressure, understands winning and losing in this situation. He's done it too many times. He fell short last year. Came back this year, had all kind of problems, marital problems, family problems. You know, coming out of retirement. All kind of stuff this man had to deal with. I'm going to tell you right now, Chick Brady, on Monday night, coming up, this coming up Monday, he's going to be there to play. All that Father Time and all that Tom versus Time and all this stuff, it ain't going to matter. Tom Brady going to show up to a duel against Dak Prescott. The question is, like we said earlier, is this a must-win for Dak? It's a must-win for Dak, people, individually. It's a must-win for Dak individually, too. I mean, it's a must-win for Dallas individual team-wise, and it's a must-win individually for Dak Prescott as the quarterback of that team, because he got the check. They cut you the check. They gave you the bag you asked for. But the question is, Dak, are you going to show up? Are you going to deliver a win against Tom Brady? Tom Brady's not coming out there to play games. I'm gonna tell you how. I'm gonna predict how it's gonna look. Tom Brady's gonna try to run the ball down y'all throat. That's number one. You're gonna get a strong dose of Leonard Fournette and whoever else they got back there helping run the ball. Correct. Leonard Fournette is still healthy. They will get a strong dose of Leonard Fournette. Tom Brady downfield gonna make it pretty simple. I'm gonna tell you how simple he's gonna make it. Mike Evans, go long. Mike Evans, go long, because I don't care who they put on. Who is that? My man, number seven. Brother played for the Buffalo Bills. I'm trying to think of their last name. It'll come to me in a minute. You know who I'm talking about. Number seven, the DB, big time DB. He's a little aggressive at times. Gets some pass interference calls, but you know who I'm talking about. Number seven. He's not going to be able to stop Mike Evans, who's standing easily 6'6", 6'7". He's not going to be able to stop Mike Evans, because Mike Evans is going to just go long. Tom Brady going to put it up in the air. Mike Evans is just going to just reach up, grab it downfield, just like he did week before last against the Carolina Panthers. That's the kind of game Tom Brady's coming out there to have. But you might say, oh, but what about Michael Parsons? Michael Parsons is going to get to Tom Brady a couple times. I don't see him getting no sacks, but I see him getting a lot of hurries, a lot of roughing up the passer. I see a lot of that. I don't see him getting any sacks because the offensive line, they're going to know what they need to do. Tom Brady's not going to be settling for a bunch of excuses in this game. They're saying, oh, well, you know, is Ryan Jensen going to be starting for the starting center? You know, he's just getting back. He's still rusty. Ryan Jensen been to the Super Bowl. Ryan Jensen have been in the playoffs. Now, the rookie they had, he would have been the question mark for me. I mean, he never been to the playoffs. He never. Well, even if he's been, you know, I don't think he's ever been because he's a rookie. They say he's a rookie center. So he would have been the person I would have been more worried about than Ryan Jensen. If you got your vet back, you got your vet back. And trust me, when you're a vet and you're a solid vet like Jensen at center, you're going to do what, you know, you're going to do your job. Ryan Jensen and Tom Brady knows what's at stake. Trust me, they're probably right now taking snaps. Tom Brady's probably right now under center right now, perfecting everything that Ryan Jensen needs to do. And if the backup can take some snaps, the rookie, they got him in there too. Trust me, this team is going to be ready. You're going to see the best of Todd Bowles on defense because he is a defensive-minded coach and a defensive guru. You're going to see the best offensive plays from the offensive coordinator as well. My man Adam Marshall, you know, former Jaguar quarterback. You know, I can't think of his name off the top of my head. It's still early, people. You know, sometimes late-night dog get on here in his head. I'm still in a fog. It's so early, you know. I mean, it ain't early as it could be, but it's still early. I ain't had my coffee yet. But Byron Leftwich. He gonna do the best play calling he ever done all season in this game. Cause they gotta play big D. They gotta play big D. And I think that big D gotta play it in Tampa on grass. Matter of fact, they do got to go play in Tampa Monday night on grass. They saying Dallas don't do well on grass fields. They like turf. So they got to play them on grass. You go into a hostile Bucks nation. They want to see Tom Brady go out on his shield or at least, I put it, they want to see Tom Brady go out with a Super Bowl or at least see him tail off Monday night and go out on his shield. So I'm going to tell you right now, that's going to be a battle. Is Dak Prescott going to be up to duel? Is Dak Prescott going to be up to duel against Tom Brady? Back and forth, dueling, back and forth. Is he going to be able to do that? So when it's all said and done, at the end of the night, it's a possibility that Dak may come up short. Hostile environment on the road, bad weather outside down in the southeast. I think it might be a sloppy, muddy, sloppy game with the rain or the chill. I mean, it is Tampa, but Tampa get cold, and this is still the winter time. It's not spring yet. It's winter time. It's bad weather on the East Coast and in the southeast. It's bad weather coming through there. Got a lot of factors, people. Got a lot of factors to address. In other news across the monitor this morning, they wanted to know if come the Giants. Can the Vikings overcome the Giants? They got Jefferson on that team. So I say, yeah. Kirk Cousins to Jefferson, that's all they need. A healthy dose of Cousins to Jefferson. Now, I don't know why the game was tight when they first played. I don't know. They're saying on the monitor that the Vikings pulled it off with a late missed field goal by the Giants. Well, that means their kicker wasn't up to par. That means their kicker wasn't ready. No problem. Whole new ball game now. This is the Super Wild Card weekend. This is the playoffs. Win or go home. I'm quite sure the Giants going to have Saquon Barkley revved up to run. I'm quite sure the Giants are going to have that kicker, going to have that leg stretched out, So have those back muscles loosened up. I'm quite sure that kicker going to be ready to go. I'm going to give him anything 60 or less. Oh, yeah. That kicker going to be ready to go this time. I'm going to give him anything 60 or less because right now they probably got him out there on the 60-yard line hitting off each hash. In the middle, right hash, left hash. Middle, right hash, left hash. They don't want no excuses. In New York, they hungry for a playoff win. I can't remember the last time they had a playoff win because until this year, Daniel Jones was he didn't have Saquon, and Daniel Jones really wasn't playing all that great to me up until this year. And if I remember right, Daniel Jones came out of Duke, had a pretty good career at Duke overall, but I haven't seen him do much like I thought he would do replacing Eli Manning. I thought they should have kept Eli around a little bit longer, even if he wasn't starting, just to have him there, make sure he was there to make sure Daniel Jones could develop. I mean, and I believe they had a relationship coming up as Daniel Jones was in his youth attending a lot of the Manning camps. A lot of these quarterbacks attend the Manning camp, if I'm correct. But, yeah, I'm just looking at it like, can the Vikings overcome the Giants? I believe they can. The Vikings got a good run game and a decent quarterback, good head coach. But the Vikings got, you know, Mr. Do You Like That, you know, Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins bare-chested on the plane with the chains, with the bling bling. The guy that said, you know, you guys got to pay me or y'all can just keep franchising me until I get what I want. I'm going to be the highest paid quarterback. I deserve that. This is the Kirk Cousins that we're talking about. This is the Kirk Cousins that we're talking about, people. I want to make sure I'm saying his name right. Kirk, if I'm correct, it's Kirk. It's kind of confusing because you got Kurtz and you got Kirks, but I believe he's Kirk Cousins. I want to make sure I get Kirk Cousins' name right. And if I'm incorrect, please call into the show at 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687, and correct me so I can quit butchering this man's name. But I believe it's Kirk Cousins. And Kirk has Jefferson, the wide receiver out of LSU. So, I mean, and then they got Dalvin Cook at running back. So they got their running game. They got a hell of a passing game. You know, so, you know, I see Jefferson just doing the greedy, a lot of the greedy. I see him doing a lot of the greedy this weekend against the New York Giants. They're going to have to find a way to shut down Jefferson. I'm not talking about, I ain't worried about what happened to him in the a couple games in the season against the Eagles, against the Giants, against the Cowboys. I'm not talking about all that. I'm talking about playoffs, super wild card weekend. I'm talking about super wild card weekend football. The Minnesota Vikings is going to pull out all their stops. People. Yeah, we got a lot of big games. A lot of big games coming up this weekend. Super wild card weekend. A lot of big games. A lot of games that got a lot of playoff implications and stuff like that. Got a lot of big games. So when it all comes down to it, we just gotta look at it like this. We gotta look at it like this. Anything can happen. So we're gonna see what happens. We gotta cross the monitor in some NBA action. Suns beat the Warriors 125-113. Suns beats the Warriors 125-113. Steph Curry scores 24 points in his return. Suns win without Booker, CP3, and Ayton. So the Scrubs beat the Golden State Warriors last night, even though they had Golden State had Steph Curry back. The man just getting his rhythm back. I don't think that's a big deal. How do 20-21 Warriors stack up in the Western Conference? How do the 20 and the 21 Warriors stack up in the Western Conference? 21, so that means they are, one game below 500. They'll be fine. I never worry about Steph Curry. I never worry about Steph Curry in NBA action. I never worry about him because he'll be just fine. That's Steph Curry. That's the great one. The man only changed the game. So that's kind of where I'm at on that. We're gonna take a minute to take a quick station break real quick to all my listeners out there. We're going to take a quick minute to take a station break. And for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. Time on deck is 8:26 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It is mostly sunny, 50 degrees Fahrenheit in San Diego, California. Keep a big prayer wheel turning in your heart for all our people up in Northern California. They're catching heck up there with this atmospheric river dumping all this rain on them up in the Bay Area, and then now coming down toward LA area. That mudslides, flooding, a lot of this stuff going on. Thank God that San Diego is we got rain, we got a lot of rain, but we're going to miss the flooding and the mudslide stuff. We're not going to get saturated like they are up in LA on up to the Bay Area. It's bad. We do need the rain, because it's been a drought here in California, but the rain is helping with our snowpack in the mountains. It's helping with that snowpack. They say, well, we're going to have a good snowpack this year, but a lot of the water that we could be collecting is going to be turned into runoff, and then, you know, then when it's runoff, it could turn into contaminated water, so you can't use it, and then it'll drop down into the Pacific Ocean, where then it'll become, you know, salt water, of course, mixed with salt water, so you can't use it then, that for as I know. But we just need to have more collection basins before we have rain like this. We can have a safe method of collecting the rain so we can use it for the for people and use it for our agriculture here, because it has been a bad drought. But I say all this to say to keep a prayer wheel turning in your heart for all the people that's lost loved ones in the flooding and everything and the mudslides up in the central and northern California area. Pray for them. Us down here, directly down in Southern California, the most southern part, San Diego area where I'm at, we got some rain, and we're getting rain. We'll be getting it, but it won't be to that magnitude, thank God. Thank God. So anyway, we're going to keep a prayer wheel turning our heart for the residents up in the Northern California area and all the way down toward the Los Angeles area. But with that being said, we're going to go off into our music mix, the Late Night Dog. We'll get them a little coffee, take them a quick station break, and catch up on some stuff coming across the monitor to share with you when I get back. When I get back, I'll try to go off into some scores coming across the monitor, NBA scores, NHL scores, and any Major League Baseball news. We got the big signing yesterday in Major League Baseball, Carrera signing with the Minnesota Twins, finally getting the deal done with the team, $200 million deal. So, I mean, I think he's kind of set for the rest of his life for the swing that bat. But, yeah, we'll be back with some other stuff coming across the monitor. I'll try to get some scores up. Scores on the monitor and share that with you. And then, you know, if you'd like to call in to the show, call in there at 515-602-9687, and we can discuss whatever you want to talk about, whether it's a sport you love. If I don't know about it, you can teach us about it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I can teach you about it. With that being said, let's go off into our music mix. Stand by. We'll be back. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. If you want to call in to the show and talk about our topic, NFL Playoff Wild Card Weekend Predictions, call in to 515-602-9687 and talk about your favorite team in the Super Wild Card Weekend football tournament for the NFL. Super Wild Card Weekend, it's playoff time, people. We're about to wrap this thing up and put a bow on the NFL football season for 2022, and we're about to wrap this thing up. We have to wrap 2022-2023 up. So, if you want to call in and talk about your favorite teams that are going to be competing this weekend up until Monday with the big game, Tom Brady versus Dak Prescott, the Bucks versus the boys, we love to hear your thoughts on it. If you're out there streaming, all you got to do is call in to the guest line again, 515-602-9687. Raise your hand in queue when I come to you. All you have to do is state your first initial of your first name and your first initial of your last name. So you state your first and last initial, and then the state that you're calling in from, not the city, but the state you're calling in from. I like to keep everybody kind of like two letters and a state, keep you really discreet on my show, because in case you need to be at work doing your job, your boss won't hear you on the radio. So there. This ain't across the mind. Can the Ravens beat the Bengals if Lamar plays? Can the Ravens beat the Bengals if Lamar Jackson plays? Well, I don't think so. I think that Lamar really shouldn't even play. I think he should go ahead on and get that knee ready for next season, whether he's in Baltimore on a franchise tag or whether he's in a whole nother franchise with the deal that he wants. I don't think he needs to go in there and try to put his body on the line against the Bengals. Now, if Huntley can get them past the Bengals, which I doubt very seriously, I'm not saying it can't happen, but I'm going to say I doubt very seriously that Huntley is going to be able to get them past the Bengals, and I doubt very seriously if Lamar being out the last, I believe, three, maybe four weeks, I doubt if he's going to be able to get them past the Bengals as well. The Bengals are playing high-level football. They're ready to go. They're ready to make another run for the Super Bowl. That's just the bottom line, people. I would not put Lamar Jackson a prize asset for trade bait or a prize asset for next year as my starting quarterback. I just wouldn't put him in harm's way in a game like this. I would just try to just say sit back, watch, and just see what Huntley can do, because I think that the Ravens falling down, I believe, to the sixth spot. I don't think to the seventh spot. And I think they're falling out to the sixth spot. I believe they're the sixth spot. I think the Dolphins are the seventh spot. But them being in this, I think they wanted to be in the fifth spot based on what my number one sports contributor, DC, was talking about. I think that they wanted to be in the fifth spot so they didn't have to play the Bengals. They could have played somebody else, not the Bengals. But They got to defend the Super Bowl champions, and that's a rivalry game, in division rivalry game. They just played last weekend, based on what DC was sharing with me the other day. They just played this past weekend. It was very chippy last weekend. A couple fights broke out. I think it's going to be chippy this weekend. A couple fights are going to break out. I just think that at the end of the day, this is just one of those games to where I don't think that that they should risk putting Lamar Jackson out there. They're also saying across the monitor, is this Super Bowl a bust for the Cowboys? Yeah, that we just talked about that. It is Super Bowl a bust for the Cowboys. This is not going to be a season where the Cowboys are going to be rewarded by their fans for just making the playoffs. Okay, y'all made the playoffs. Okay, that happened. You guys beat the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, without Jalen Hurts. But as well, Jalen Hurts beat the Dallas Cowboys without Dak Prescott. So this game, you know, if at the end of the day, if they have to run into the Philadelphia Eagles, who has a first round bye, who everybody got to come to Philly to play them, if I'm remembering right, NFC, the Philadelphia Eagles should be the top seed in the NFC. They are the top seed. So I believe everybody got the road to the Super Bowl for the NFC has to come through the Philadelphia Eagles. So, you know, it's going to be – when the Cowboys see the Eagles again, if it happens, if they can get past the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this weekend, and that's still up in the air. We don't even know if the Cowboys is going to get past the Eagles. We don't know if the Cowboys are going to get past the Bucs on next Monday night. And then if they get past the Bucs, once they eventually wind up meeting the Philadelphia Eagles, we don't really know what's going to happen at that point. Now you have both quarterbacks on the field. You have Jalen Hurts, he'll be there, and you'll have Dak Prescott, he'll be there, barring that he don't get hurt before they meet up, and vice versa. So it's one thing about the Super Wild Card Weekend, you know, it's kind of hard to make predictions. It's kind of hard to make predictions and everything because it's playoff football. And in playoff football, anything can happen. Anything can happen. And, you know, you can't even make the excuse in playoff football saying that, well, so-and-so was hurt. This person was hurt. Everybody's hurt in the postseason. Everybody's hurt. Even though they ain't reporting the injury, everybody's hurt in the postseason. But you're in the dance. You're in the dance. You want to get to the dance. And, you know, it's just like how it is in March Madness, how you had these small schools, little small basketball Division I programs, and then they get a bid to go to the dance. And they, or they, you know, get in the play-in tournament, they get the bid to go play the big boy, the number one seed. They go get ate up by him. But they say, hey, I made it to the dance. It's all about getting to the dance right now, people. And the teams that are in this Super Wild Card Weekend football tournament for the NFL, they're in the dance. So it's a whole nother situation. It's almost like the coaches got to pull out the whole playbook, put together, let's work on all these plays that we didn't run this season. Let's work on everything that we did not run. Let's get good at that. And then work on the stuff that we do, keep the stuff that we do well, dump the stuff we didn't do well, and work on some of this new stuff that we really didn't run and that nobody really saw a lot of, because you don't want the opposing team to be able to scheme, to be able to scheme against you. I'm excited. Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the fact that, you know, you got a big game on Monday night. And we used to didn't have Monday night playoff games. I think when they added this extra game or two, I think they added the extra game, and that's what causes you to have to have a Monday night game, which is good. I'm just wondering, are they calling this Monday night football, or are they going to call it a Sunday night football special? I'm kind of interested in how they're going to run that, because it should be on ESPN. Thank God they're not letting Amazon carry this or none of these stupid other apps carry this game, and don't allow guys like myself who's not into the smart TV stuff and the apps and all that. They're giving us a chance to basically see the game, and I thank God for that. Because God forbid we start putting the Super Bowl on an app plus or Amazon Prime or just on the NFL Network. So if you don't subscribe to the NFL Network or NFL Sunday Ticket, if they even still around, you can't see the game. You know, I don't like that stuff. I think they got rid of NFL Sunday Ticket. I think something else took that over. But however it goes, miss the playoffs, people. Super Wild Card Weekend. Definitely call in with your predictions. Title for the day, NFL Playoff Wild Card Weekend Predictions. So I want to hear people call in to the show. If you're out there listening, call in to the queue at 515-602-9687 so I can hear your bold opinion about the team that you think is going to come out victorious in each contest this weekend. Starting, I think we got some Saturday games, Saturday playoff games, Sunday playoff games, Monday playoff game. So we got a lot of stuff going on with this playoff predictions for Wild Card Weekend. So let's see what else is on the monitor. Just looking across the monitor, trying to see what else is going on. I hear what is everybody saying about all this stuff. Last night in NBA action, I watched a little bit of NBA last night. Segueing over to the NBA, I did check out the Oklahoma City Thunder. They were playing. Trying to think who they were playing, but they came up short. They came up short at the last minute. I'm trying to think off the top of my head because I don't have it up on my monitor who the Oklahoma City Thunder came up, but who they played, and they came up short. But they lost last night. I'll get some scores to you if they come across the monitor here real soon. But I did see the Phoenix Suns and the Golden State Warriors. I saw a lot of that game. But they were down, like, I think 15 at the half. The Warriors were down 15 at the half. It was that was crazy, but the Suns pulled that game out without their big three. They didn't have Booker, they didn't have Paul, they didn't have Ayton. They pulled with that game out without that big three. So I'm not really worried too much about the Golden State Warriors. They just got to get that chemistry back. You know, when you're not playing with each other for about, you know, 3 weeks, I think Steph missed like 11 to 12 games. So, I mean, it's no big deal. I think they're going to be all right. One thing about basketball, as long as you got everything right after the All-Star break, you should be okay. Across the monitor, back in the NFL news, they're saying Justin Herbert and the Chargers listed as road favorites over Trevor Lawrence and the Jags. They're saying that Justin Herbert and the Chargers are listed as road favorites over Trevor Lawrence and the Jags. I'm surprised that because we didn't win our division. I was going to say I'm surprised that my L.A. Chargers, formerly the San Diego Chargers, but I'm surprised that the L.A. Chargers are going on the road. But I forgot, when you don't win your division, even though Lawrence and the Jags were in a weak division, they came out of the weak division by overcoming the Tennessee Titans. They won their division. So, you know, in the AFC playoff picture, the L.A. Chargers got to go to Jacksonville. And, you know, that's an outside stadium. Bad weather, cold weather. It's still wintertime out there in the southeast. I'm trying to see how we're going to fare going over there playing. And it's like, you know, we're a dome team. We play in SoFi Stadium in L.A. So I'm just trying to see how we going to fare. They got Chargers -2.5 at the Jaguars Sunday, 8:15 Eastern. Sunday, 8:15 Eastern. So that's going to be on the second half of the day. But they got Chargers -2.5 at the Jaguars. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that one because we just had, who was that, Mike Williams went down. He went down. Joey Bosa strained his groin again. I'm just trying to see how this is going to play out. I'm hoping that we can do a healthy dose of Austin Eckler. That's what I suggest, a healthy dose of Austin Eckler, playing outside. Playing and probably going to be on a wet field because all this rain and stuff going around in the southeast. Maybe they should, you know, make sure that they got a good run game. It is wintertime going in the southeast outside. Have a good run game. A healthy dose of Austin Eckler. Healthy dose of Austin Eckler. If you can get a healthy dose of Austin Eckler, I think we can control the clock, take our shots downfield when we need to. You know, with the weapons that we still have, and I'll see what happens. Because I don't think Mike Williams is going to be back for this game. I didn't see the game when he got hurt, but from what I heard, he got carted off. So if you're getting carted off, you're probably not going to be ready to play this week. They want to know who has the edge at quarterback entering this game. Well, I think that Justin Herbert may have the edge with experience. Because I mean, this is a man that when he had to come off the bench in his first pro game against the Kansas City Chiefs at SoFi Stadium. He came off the bench when the starting quarterback got his lungs punctured, and he had to come off the bench to face Patrick Mahomes, and he almost outdued Patrick Mahomes. Every time he plays Patrick Mahomes, he plays him tough. So for the fact that Justin Herbert has went back and forth on multiple occasions with the Kansas City Chiefs, playing them tight, being in a cerebral duel with Patrick Mahomes. You know, both of these are cerebral guys, very smart guys. I think Patrick Mahomes is a little bit more athletic and makes a little bit more athletic plays, but he's also smart. At the same time, Justin Herbert is a smart, cerebral guy. I mean, this is a guy that went to college for med school, some kind of biology major or something like that. I mean, I think he's like some kind of trying to be some kind of doctor or scientist or something, but he's not a dummy. Justin Herbert is a smart guy, a very cerebral guy, and I'm quite sure after he gets done playing football, he has a whole nother medical career waiting for him somewhere back in Oregon, somewhere. Or probably teaching at that university. This is a smart guy. He's almost like Andrew Luck was, very cerebral, smart guy. And I believe Andrew Luck back in the day was saying that he was going to med school at Stanford. And I think he quit playing football, and he's right now, if I'm correct, concentrating on being a doctor, a full-time physician. But for some reason, speaking of Andrew Luck, I wouldn't be surprised if I seen Andrew Luck pop his head back up in the mix of the NFL. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't come back to the NFL and play. I wouldn't be surprised if he maybe popped his head up in the XFL or the USFL just to get his feet back wet and get ready for a summer camp with the NFL. I see him coming back for some reason to the Indianapolis Colts. I just got this leery feeling, But he could also make an appearance in the XFL because his grandfather, Oliver Luck, had something to do with the XFL when they were here the last time before COVID-19. And so, I mean, it's a relationship there, I believe, still. And he could possibly jump down there and get his feet wet. I mean, sort of like how T.O. is doing with fan-controlled football, staying ready now and there with the young bucks that are fighting for an opportunity to get to an NFL, USFL, or XFL, and a CFL camp, staying down there fighting against those hungry young lions that went to smaller schools and couldn't get an opportunity. It's keeping T.O. young, keeping him ready in the fan-controlled football league. And then later on in the second hour, we'll probably 30 minutes into the second hour, we'll get off into some spring football stuff, XFL, USFL action coming up. Got a lot of street free agent camps about to open up for like the Champions Indoor Football League. I believe everybody reporting around about February the 20th, somewhere up in there. And then some people are reporting like for the NAL, National Arena League, March 1st, same thing with the Fan Controlled Football League and the USFL, I believe March 1st. The XFL, actually, speaking of the XFL, they're already in training camp. They're already in training camp and everything like that. So big shout-out to my man with the D.C. Defenders, my man Jalen Fly Sadler, one of the young men that I was trying to get my sports agent group to represent a couple years ago. And I think he did the Fan Control Football, and then he was out there at the Tennessee Titans facility. You know, I don't want to say begging for a workout, but I'll say he was petitioning for a workout in front of the Tennessee Titans headquarters, you know, after working out, showing that he was ready to go. But I don't think he got that opportunity. But he's in the XFL now with the DC Defenders, and he'll more than likely, in my opinion, make that roster. Guy's 6'6". 6'6", long wingspan, offensive tackle. I see him making that roster. So big shout-out to Jalen Fly Sadler. And I like the young man because even when we were talking to him, trying to represent him, he had aspirations to start a church and stuff like that. If you follow him on Twitter, Jalen Fly Sadler, he's always talking to the kids about, you know, doing the right things, you know, God, putting God in their life, stuff like that. He's a very positive young man, has a religious base to him. So I wish him luck going into this XFL camp. He's in camp now again with the DC Defenders. So we'll wish him well. Keep a prayer wheel turned in your heart for Jalen Fly Sadler so he can make that 53-man roster for the DC Defenders and possibly get an opportunity to work out for an NFL team. Like I tell a lot of guys, I mean, it's more than one way to make it to the NFL. You just got to, you know, you got to keep on trying stuff. You know, a lot of guys, they might start off in one pro developmental film league, just to give you an example. Guys might go to the indoor football league and then it don't work out there. And then they'll come to me and I'll say, sometimes I don't even be wanting to work with them because I'm like, well, you're already in the indoor football league. They're the minor league partner for the XFL, so just play one more year there and kind of like see what happens. But then again, me being a businessman, I look at life and I look at life a different way. When you tried something and it didn't work, why try it again? Okay, if you was in the indoor football league and let's say for instance you play wide receiver, well that's a running league, so you're gonna be doing a whole lot of blocking. Every now and then they're going to pass you the ball, but it's almost like, you know, you're playing for a military academy and they running a triple option. They're going to run the ball. They're not going to throw a whole lot of passes. That's why a whole lot of guys that they're playing like Army and Navy definitely because they don't really throw the ball. Air Force do. Air Force throws the ball like Hazeek Daniels this past season and the season before last, this past one. You know, he put the ball downfield. He's a pretty good quarterback for Air Force. But when you talk about Army and Navy, they don't particularly run that type of those type of plays. They'll sneak a pass in there on you and hit you because they're going to give you a healthy dose of the triple option, option left, option right. And if you can't stop it, they're going to keep running the ball down your throat. But it doesn't help a tight end. It doesn't help a wide receiver at all because you're going to be doing a whole lot of blocking. So I tell a guy that's been in the IFL, Indoor Football League, you know, that's a running league. That's if you're trying to be a receiver or if you're trying to be a, a receiver or a defensive back, you're going to be doing a whole lot of, as a DB, you're going to be doing a whole lot of tackling. You're not going to be backpedaling in coverage. You're going to be doing a whole lot of stepping up and making tackles because they run the ball a lot. And you got to be, and you also have to look out for the pass every now and then. So just say those two positions that people come to me from the IFL, I'll say, hey, man, move over to the NAL, move over to the National Arena League, and that way it's a passing league. The quarterback is not going to run the ball. He's going to stay in the pocket. He's going to pass the ball. He's going to air it out. It's all about getting the ball downfield to the wide receiver, slot wide receiver, and the wide receivers. You know, I don't know if they particularly run a tight end in the NAL or not, but they're going to help you get the ball downfield so you can get your stats up. The quarterback doesn't have to run the ball; he can just get the ball downfield, and so that's good for a wide receiver in National Arena League. If you're a DB, you're going to be doing a lot of drop back pedaling, dropping back in coverage. Why? Because they throw the ball a lot. You're not going to be stepping up doing a whole lot of tackling against a running back because they don't use a traditional running back. They use a running back only in maybe a goal line stance or a first down situation where they use a big offensive lineman just to move the sticks or to score. And in that case, you're going to have to step up and you're going to make a 2 or 3 yard tackle or 5 yards, you know, 5 yards worth of tackling. But you're not going to be getting any open field tackles because you're going to be too busy back in coverage. So, you know, anyway, you know, segueing off into some NBA news, the Clippers beat the Mavs 113-101. Kawhi Leonard, season high 33 points I'm trying to read off my monitor, and I don't have my glasses. Kawhi Leonard, season high 33 points in the win, second 30-point game this season. How dangerous are the Clippers with a healthy Kawhi? Clippers beat the Mavs 113-101 in NBA action. The Clippers are very dangerous with Kawhi Leonard on the basketball court. The problem with Kawhi Leonard is he's a load management guy. He believes in load management. He's not going to do a whole lot when it comes down to if his knee starts to hurt or whatever starts to hurt. Kawhi Leonard will tell him real quick, I'm shutting it down for a week or two. And, you know, a lot of people are against that, but I think I kind of agree with what he's saying because if you want me ready for the playoffs, if you want me ready and healthy for the playoffs and you know that I've had some nagging injuries, you know, I'll show up every now and then and keep us in a certain playoff seeding, playoff scenario. I'll keep us in a certain position going into the playoffs. But at the same time, I'm not going to allow you guys to overwork me. Kawhi Leonard's not crazy, people. He knows that he has a guaranteed contract. He knows he has a guaranteed contract. So I don't blame him. But he had a big win last night, 30 points. You know, I think it's the second 30-point game, they were saying, this season. And they beat the Mavericks. The Clippers and the Mavericks, they always go to war. And Luka Doncic, he's so dangerous. He can hit that three-point shot, you know, with just a little bit of time left on the clock. And he's put the Clippers. He's put my L.A. Clippers, formerly the San Diego Clippers, back in the day. He's put my L.A. Clippers out of the playoffs in the bubble with that three-point shot. So Luka's always dangerous to play against for us. But there's just a little news coming from NBA action, from the NBA side of the house. Yeah, so again, for those of you just tuning in, this is the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Our topic for today is NFL Playoff Wild Card Weekend Predictions. The host will debate pro armchair quarterbacks in front of a live global listening audience regarding the sports they love the most. Topics to include but not limited to will be NFL Wild Card Weekend, which we went over, and scores and action from the NBA, which we've done. We need to get off into some NHL scores and some NCAA men's and women's basketball scores and anything that comes across the monitor, breaking news as far as signings in Major League Baseball. Like I said, Carrera, he finally signed his big contract with the Mets, pending the physical. I think they're going to go ahead and get that done because the Giants and the Mets passed on him because of some ankle injury from back in the day, which is so stupid. The guy been actively playing baseball, but I guess they're looking at it like, well, down the line, when is his body going to break down? Well, I'm not a guy that looks at negativity down the line. He's playing now. He's playing now, people. It's just like in the NFL. Said we're back over to the NFL. In the NFL, they're looking at it like, people like Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray. Well, how long can they take a beating like that? How long can they, Russell Wilson, how long can they run the ball and take those hits and all this stuff? Well, I don't think it's something to worry about today. They're running just fine today. If they can run and get the first down, let them run and get the first down. You don't have to pass the ball. As long as my quarterback can throw in certain situations, I'm fine. If he does more running than throwing, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. The people are fine with that. I remember back in the day when Randall Cunningham was playing, nobody really complained about Randall Cunningham scrambling. We loved it. If he didn't see nothing open, Randall Cunningham was a human highlight show. I'm about to take off. Same thing who came after him, Michael Vick. Nobody complained about Vick taking it to the house. I mean, I hated him because the Saints, the Saints is my team, and we had to deal with Michael Vick in Atlanta twice a year and in the playoffs sometimes. So I'm like, I hated to see Michael Vick take off on us. I would be like, contain him, keep him and make him pass the ball. But you couldn't contain him. He was too quick. Michael Vick will take it off and take it to the house. He'll be in the parking lot before you know it. So I'm not with these people. About future injuries. I started this future injury thing with Carrera in Major League Baseball with his big $200 million signing because two teams passed on him because they were like, well, what does his future look like with a past injury? Is that going to creep up on him later? Don't worry about tomorrow. Worry about today. Can he play today? Yeah. Just like with these football players I just mentioned, these running quarterbacks. Oh, he said they're going to take too many hits. They're going to take too many hits, people. Trust me, win games. We're about today. Win games. You got to draft every year. Get another quarterback to back him up. If you need another quarterback, just take another quarterback. That's all you got to do. Win football games. That's what everybody needs to get in their head. Just win football games. So, I don't know. It beats me how every time you look up, people worry about, all this stuff about what the future going to look like. Win today. Win today. That's all you got to do is win today. Win the day. So, I don't know. Across the monitor, in NFL news across the monitor, Cowboys -2.5 at the Bucks. Cowboys -2.5 at the Bucks Monday, 8:15 Eastern. Jerry Jones, job not at stake right now. Has McCarthy proven to be a great fit in Dallas? I feel like he has. I think McCarthy is a good fit in the Dallas organization. I feel like he's a good fit. But what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick station break, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about McCarthy and if his job is secure. They got Cowboys -2.5 at the Bucks on Monday, 8:15 Eastern. Jerry Jones, Mike McCarthy's job is not at stake right now. Has Mike McCarthy proven to be a great fit in Dallas? So call in to the guest line to talk about that at 515-602-9687, 515-605-9687. 602-9687 to call in and talk about NFL playoff wild card weekend predictions. We're going to take a quick station break, and we'll be back. Stand by. Hello and welcome back to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. If you'd like to call in to the show call-in line is 515-602-9687. Once again, 515-602-9687. Topic for today is NFL playoff wild card weekend predictions. The host will debate pro armchair quarterbacks in front of a live global listening audience regarding the sport they love the most. Topics to include but not limited to will be NFL wild card weekend. We went over that. We'll get back into that in a second. And scores and action from NBA, we've done that. NHL scores, when they come back up on the monitor, I'll try to get them out to you. NCAA men's and women's basketball action, we'll try to get off into that. And Major League Baseball breaking news and signings, we got off into that already. If you'd like to call into the show again, call in the 515-602-9687 and talk about what you think the predictions are for the wild card, Super Wild Card weekend. We got big news out. You know, we got they're talking about the Bucks and the Cowboys. Is this a must-win for Dak and the Cowboys? We talked about that. I said, yes, it is a must-win because Jerry Jones has set this team up for success. And if Dak, who already been given the money he asked for, the check was cut, the bag was given, Dak Prescott's going to have to produce this year and get the Dallas Cowboys a Super Bowl. Is Super Bowl a bust for the Dallas Cowboys? That's what people want to know. Is it Super Bowl a bust? Yes, it is Super Bowl a bust. Dak has been given everything that he needs. He's been given the defense. He's been given the offense. He's been given money. They got to win. Dallas got to win. But the problem is for the Dallas Cowboys, they got to face this guy named Tom Brady. They got to face this guy on Monday night, next Monday night, this guy named Tom Brady, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady. They got to face that guy. The guy that when he gets determined, he usually can tell guys no. He can shut it down on your season. He can shut it down on whatever your hopes and expectations and dreams were. He can just say, no, it's not going to happen this time. It may happen in another time when I'm not playing you. It may happen another time in life when I'm not playing no more. But right now, today, next Monday night, Thomas Patrick Brady is probably going to tell Dak Prescott no. I'm going back to the Super Bowl, or I'm going to get as far as the opportunity takes me. It's a good possibility that he could just say no. It's a good possibility that he could just say no. So I'm just looking at it. I'm just trying to be realistic on Dak's chances of getting out of there. I'm trying to be realistic on Dak's chances of getting out of there. So. We're gonna just have to see. It's gonna be a heck of a game come Monday night. I'm telling you, because Tom Brady is gonna be ready. He's gonna be prepared to advance. He's gonna have his team prepared to advance, prepared to move forward in the playoffs. So it's gonna come down to the two quarterbacks. If you ask me, is Dak Prescott gonna be able to outduel Tom Brady? And I think they played earlier in the season, and Dak played pretty good, I think. But Tom Brady played pretty good as well. But I think Dallas edged them out. I believe Dallas edged them out in that first game. It might have been the first game of the season. But we're talking about the playoffs now. A hungry Tom Brady who's been with his team. We're not talking about Tom Brady who missed like 2 weeks of training camp, trying to deal with a divorce and all that type of stuff. We're not talking about that Tom Brady. We're talking about a Tom Brady that's locked in and focused now. That's the problem. A Tom Brady that's locked in. A Tom Brady that's focused. A Tom Brady that's coming for business. He's coming for business. He's not playing games, people. I'm gonna say it's a big possibility that Dak and the Cowboys won't be able to fulfill their mission. It's a big possibility that they won't be able to fulfill that mission because the stakes are high right now. The stakes are high. So when the stakes are high like that, it's a possibility that things don't happen the way you need them to happen. Things don't happen the way you need them to happen when the stakes are high. So I'm going to put my money. I'm not going to put my money on either one of them, but I'll say this here. It's a possibility that Dak Prescott won't be advancing because you're talking about you're facing the great one, the GOAT. Some consider Tom Brady the greatest of all time. And to be honest with you, with the amount of Super Bowls he's won, he is the greatest of all time. He is the greatest of all time. And and so when it comes down to it, you know, that's what Dak Prescott is going to be facing, the greatest of all time. Now, like I said, if I remember right, they played earlier in the season, and it was a good game. It was a tight game. It wasn't a blowout for the Dallas Cowboys. And I believe Tom Brady them came up just a little bit short. But I'm telling you, this Tom Brady right now, who's been mounting comebacks, who's been mounting the comebacks, that Tom Brady has showed up again. The Tom Brady that mounts the comebacks, the Tom Brady that is finding ways to win late in the game. Like I said, he shut the door on the New Orleans Saints. Every time the Saints had an opportunity to get in second place, you know, he kept shutting the door on us. The Rams could have helped us. He beat the Rams. Couldn't do anything to help us stay in a good playoff position in second place, right behind the Bucks. Every time the Saints got close to him, he said no. He said no. You're going to stay in third place. If I can put you in fourth place, you'll be in fourth place. But you're going to stay in third place, far away from me. You guys are not going to get a spark to try to get into the playoff picture. I'm winning this division. You guys are not going to be able to go. People, when the great ones say no, it's no. When the great ones say no, it's usually no. I'm not saying every time you say no, it works, but usually when Tom Brady says no, it's no. Usually when Aaron Rodgers says no, it's no. Those are the great ones. When Patrick Mahomes says no, it's no. Those are the top three right there that can tell you no. Rodgers, Brady, Mahomes. When they say no, usually it's no. Coming behind them, you got Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence. They're going to be the next group. They're going to learn how to say no. When they grow into this game, get a little longer in the tooth, get a little more experience up under the belt, I'm gonna tell you right now. When they get that up under their belt, they're gonna be able to tell guys no too. But what I'm saying right now is Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. It is Super Bowl or bust. This is a must win situation for the Dallas Cowboys. They're gonna have to win this game, and not only this game, they're gonna have to win the wild card game. They're going to have to win the divisional game. They're going to have to win the conference. They're going to have to at least go to the Super Bowl. I'm not going to say they got to win, but they got to at least prove that they can get to the Super Bowl. And I think that'll be enough for Jerry Jones overall going into next season, if they could just get to the Super Bowl. They don't have to win. But I think it's kind of unfair to say, well, if they get there, they got to win it. Well, no, they got there. They got to the big game. At that point, it's gonna be fate at that point. But first of all, they got to get past Tom Brady, and that's gonna be a tough task, because I think Tom Brady's gonna give them a heck of a dose of a run game with Leonard Fournette. If I'm correct, Leonard Fournette is still healthy. They're gonna give him a hell of a dose of a run game. That's number one, and then they're gonna just keep giving him a healthy dose of Mike Evans, because Mike Evans is too tall for their DBs. They got that one young DB, Diggs. That was the name I was trying to say earlier. I had to get my coffee to wake up. My brain was still kind of lazy. You know, the late night dog gets up and he don't have his coffee in the system. My brain's a little hazy, a little foggy. But anyway, that's what I was talking about earlier, Diggs. You know, so the Diggs is going to be back there. I think Diggs is number seven for the Cowboys. DB, real aggressive DB. Sometimes gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar. He's a little aggressive, and he gets a lot of penalties. But he's going to have to deal with Mike Evans. Mike Evans is way too tall, and that's all Tom Brady's going to do, keep putting that ball up in there, hitting Mike Evans right in the hands, and then touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. I look at Tom Brady throwing three touchdowns, 300-yard game passing. So, and then a healthy dose of Leonard Fournette. So I'm going to tell you right now, people, this is going to be a barn burner next Monday night. They're saying across the monitor, Bears general manager needs to be blown away to take a quarterback with top pick, as Justin Fields proven he can be Chicago's franchise quarterback. Chicago not taking no another quarterback. If they take another quarterback, it'll be definitely somebody in the later rounds, like you're talking about somebody they ain't got to put no money for, like a good solid FCS quarterback somewhere. Like, let's say this is a quarterback coming out of like a Tulane, you know, like Tulane, they had a good team, had two decent quarterbacks. They might take some, I'm just using that as an example. If one of those quarterbacks are hanging around from Tulane going into the draft, they may take somebody like them in the sixth round, or beyond, where they ain't really got to pay no money. Just say, come to camp and make the roster. They might do that. But as far as like spending money, they're going to get him a receiver. Like I said, you know, yesterday, if Marvin Harrison's son for Ohio State, if that kid is healthy and going into the draft, that's who I would go after, because Justin Fields went to Ohio State just like Marvin Harrison is at Ohio State. And if he's going in, you know, two guys from the same college, alumni, they're probably going to get along very well. And they're going to make that connection. They're going to make a connection, sort of like how Derek Carr and Davante Adams did this year. You know, they had that history in college. So I think that, you know, when you come from the same college, I don't think that Justin Fields was there during the time when Marvin Harrison came in. I think he might have been, he could have been there. Because depending on if Marvin Harrison is a senior, not Marvin Harrison, but the young man's last name is Harrison, that's Marvin Harrison's son. I don't know his first name. I don't know if he's Marvin Harrison Jr. or not. But anyway, Harrison, the good running back, the good wide receiver out of Ohio State, you know who I'm talking about. You know the guy, because he torched Georgia, you know, last week, and they almost went to the college football playoff national championship themselves. But I believe the Ohio State missed the field goal. Yeah, so I think Justin Fields needs a wide receiver, and they got a big budget, $118 million cap space. So they can go out and get a wide receiver. Cowboys -2.5 at the Bucks across the monitor. Tom Brady, Bucks will be as healthy as we've been all year heading into the wild card. See, that's what I'm saying. Now, some of the media experts are saying that, oh, Tom Brady's not being fair or not being correct by saying that, okay, well, this is the healthiest that we've been all year, because he's trying to make an excuse saying that the only reason that we've been losing is because my team haven't been healthy. One of the media experts that I like a lot said that, but I'm not going to side with him on this one, because at the end of the day, all Tom Brady says is that we're healthy going into the playoffs. It doesn't matter about what the heck they did in the regular season. They won the division. They won the division by at least two games. Everybody else was either at seven or eight wins. And at the end of the day, Tom Brady, they had nine wins going in. So I believe they won the division by two games. Even if they squeaked it out by one game, they won the division. Okay, they won the division, and they're division leader. And he's saying now we're healthy. Whether them being healthy or not contributed to their regular season record, I think it's kind of like pointless. But one of the media experts is saying, he's trying to blame health and blame injuries on his poor play. Yeah, Tom Brady probably was playing like garbage. I mean, the man was going through a divorce, going through this, going through that, all these different scenarios going into the season. But once he finally got it, started getting it together, you start seeing that Tom Brady was trying to pull it together and start trying to make a run for the playoffs, and he pulled it off. He pulled it all off. So all I'm saying is this: the Cowboys, you know, the Cowboys can't basically just, you know, cash their ticket to the divisional round. They can't just punch their ticket right now. because they still got to deal with a Tom Brady that's saying that he's clicking on all cylinders. His team is clicking on all cylinders right now. Yeah, they got some issues at center, but, you know, they got Jensen coming back at center. He's been in the playoffs. He's been in the Super Bowl with Tom Brady. Him and Tom Brady have their chemistry. They'll be just fine. I'm not worried about a vet coming back off injury. As long as that vet is healthy, he's going to do what he needs to do. That vet at center knows the game. He knows what he got to do. Giants at the Vikings -3, Sunday 4 Eastern. Giants at the Vikings -3, Sunday at 4 Eastern. Brian Daboll calls playoff experience overrated ahead of rematch with the Vikings. Well, you know, I don't know if I agree with that, which is the same thing I'm saying with this young man, the center for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Jensen, Ryan Jensen, if I'm correct. You know, playoff experience can't be overrated, because this guy's coming back off an injury. He hadn't played much. And so I think this is going to be his first chance getting back on the field in a high-stakes super wild-card weekend game next Monday night against the Dallas Cowboys. And his experience is going to play a lot in, is going to play a lot into his performance on the field in a game of this magnitude. So for the Giants, head coach Brian Daboll calling playoff experience overrated ahead of the rematch with the Vikings. Again, Giants at the Vikings -3, Vikings -3 Sunday Eastern. So they got the Vikings up, and I think I'm gonna go with the Vikings as well, because I just look at the quarterback play. I don't feel like in a game of this magnitude that Kirk Cousins is going to let his team down. I see the Kirk Cousins, the one that's psycho Kirk, running around and saying, do you like that? Do you like that? That psycho Kirk. That's the Kirk Cousins that I'm looking for. The one that's going to be asking people after the game, did you like the performance? Is that what you want? Do you like that? The Kirk Cousins that's on the airplane with no shirt on with the bling bling, that Kirk Cousins. That Kirk Cousins is the one that I'm seeing showing up. I'm looking for the Patrick Pete, the Jefferson, the wide receiver Jefferson, formerly of LSU Tiger. And you know me, I'm all, if y'all listen to the show, y'all know I'm everything Louisiana. So Jefferson coming out of LSU with the greedy. I'm seeing him doing a lot of the greedy on this weekend. I'm seeing Jefferson doing a lot of the greedy this weekend. Kirk Cousins to Jefferson, the greedy. Kirk Cousins to Dalvin Cook, five, six-yard gains. It's going to be a healthy dose of running and a healthy dose of passing for Kirk Cousins. And the Giants, yeah, they're going to try to run Saquon. That's going to be their key. That's going to be their key, to try to run Saquon Barkley. That's going to be the key. But at the end of the day, it's going to be like, you know, the defense for the Vikings is going to have to step up to shut down the running game of the New York Giants. Will that happen? I don't know, because Saquon Barkley has had a good year. And Saquon Barkley is going to be ready to go. He's finally in the playoffs. He's probably got the eye of the tiger. And when I say eye of the tiger, I'm referring back to his roots of his family. He comes from a boxing background, a fighting background. His uncle was Iran the Blade Barkley, who knocked out Thomas Hearns for the title, middleweight title back in the day. I'm going to eye of the tiger with Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley comes from a boxing background. He's got the eye of the tiger. He's going to be coming out ready. He's going to be running the ball like he's in a boxing match. That's how he's going to be running the ball, with ferociousness. So it's going to come down to whether Saquon Barkley, not Daniel Jones, whether Saquon Barkley can run to daylight. And on the other side, it's going to come down to Kirk Cousins, whether Kirk Cousins is going to be able to get that ball downfield to Jefferson, so Jefferson can do the greedy in the end zone, and whether they can give the Giants a healthy dose as well of Dalvin Cook. That's going to be definitely a game that the running backs are going to be used for clock management, then strike downfield. And as far as like getting the ball downfield, I'm going to put my money on Kirk Cousins before I put it on Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones has just not he's had a better season this year, but he has just not been that impressive guy. That impressive force to me. He has not been that. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see how it all works out. We'll see how it all works out. But I'm gonna take what they said. We got some breaking news on the monitor. Mike McDaniel says Tua Tagovailoa still has not cleared concussion protocol, so he's ruled out for Sunday. Well, we kind of knew that. The Dolphins they squeaked into the playoff picture. They literally squeaked into the playoff picture, and they don't have a quarterback. They don't have a reliable quarterback. Now, that young man that played this weekend, he played well enough to get him into the playoffs. But with no playoff experience, 9 times out of 10 in this game, and I forgot who the Dolphins are matched up against in the AFC. I forgot who they got to cut their teeth on. But this, I don't see a third string quarterback being able to get them out there. I don't see this third string quarterback getting them out of this first round, this wild card round, because he didn't do that well against the Jets. They only won the game like 9-6. So I mean that means it was a lot of field goals being kicked. 3-3, 3-3. You know, then you know one team kicks two more field goals. I mean, to win the game. They struggled against the defense of the Jets, and the Jets got a hell of a defense. And the Jets wasn't playing for nothing, of course, so they was already eliminated, but they came out trying to get a win, and they almost knocked off the Dolphins. They almost knocked them off. So since Tua Tagovailoa has not cleared concussion protocol, I don't see the Dolphins getting out of this wild card weekend round. 25 minutes of the show to go off into some spring football stuff for our street free agents that may be listening to the show. I always try to give at least about 10 minutes of how you can work within my company, which is Best Sports Career Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California. To work with Best Sports Career Management in San Diego, California, I know it's a long name, but it's put that way for a reason, because I do management and I also do advisement. So Best Sports Career Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California, to work with me is $600 down. $600 due in 35 days. That's 30 days with a 5-day grace period. And that's a total of $1,200 for my services. It's a total of $1,200 to work within my network, meaning opportunities to play this spring, opportunities to play next spring, opportunities when you get done playing professional football and you want to go off into a role behind the scenes using your degree or using your coaching or your playing experience to coach, scout, whatever. I'm going to eventually have all those opportunities available because I'm going to continue to grow and go up in my professional career. And at the same time, as I grow and go up in my professional career, you'll have the opportunity to grow and go up lockstep with me. Meaning when I get opportunities and I go behind the scenes of a situation, whether it be an organization, whether it be a team, whatever the case may be, I'm always keeping the guys that have invested in themselves by investing in me. I'm keeping those guys in the conversation. I'm keeping those guys in the conversation. So don't look at it like, oh, I'm paying $1,200 just to play this spring if I can get in fast enough or next spring that I'm paying $1,200 for that. No, that's not what you're paying $1,200 for. You're paying $1,200 for that plus the opportunity to keep moving up as I move up. If you want to move up as I move up, you need to invest in me to move up as I move up. So it's a $1,200 pack, $1,200 up front, which is what I recommend. So you can just have it done and be fully vested in my network, or you can do it in two payments, $600 down, $600 due in 35 days. It's 30 days with a 5-day grace period. Now, some of you say, well, why is it $1,200? Well, it's $1,200 because I don't charge a guy more that he can make back in a season plan. So if you pay me $1,200, depending on what league you're in, you may pay what? You may play 3 to 6 games in a 12-game season. Let's say 3 to 6 games in a 12-game season, and you've made all your money back with a little bit of profit. With a little bit of profit. For instance, one of my veteran guys, 30 years old, went to Fan Control Football. And at the time, I wasn't even charging what I'm charging now. I was doing just my quick distribution program, which I've since suspended, where you just pay me $100 and I send your stuff out, and then you're kind of like, you know, whoever bites, they bite, and you go. He paid $100, and I asked him how much money did he make in Fan Control Football during the 12-game season. You know what he told me? He said, I made about $5,000. I say, so do you think you lost money dealing with me, paying me $100? He said, no. I said, you kind of doubled your money, huh? He was like, I will over double my money. I paid $100 and I made like $5,000 up there. They paid for our food every day, three meals a day, hotel room paid for. All the training expenses was done. All the rehab was paid for. We didn't even have to work. All we had to do was just be at the hotel and get a professional football experience. That's how they did them at Fan Control. He was probably getting about $400 a game. He paid me $100. So the $100 he paid me, he had made his money back when he played his first preseason game. I think they paid him like $300 for the preseason game. He had already made his money back. And can you believe some of you guys, some of you street free agents out there had the nerve to complain about paying the $100? We ain't talking about $1,200. We talking about y'all was complaining about paying me $100. So the reason why I got rid of the quick distribution program where all you had to do was pay $100 to work with me, I got rid of it for a reason. I got rid of it because I'm not going to sit around and wait on the $100. You guys are literally trying to tell me, oh, it's going to take me a couple months to get $100 up. Man, get out of here. I don't deal with people that ain't serious no more. If you're not serious about your career, I'm not serious about you. I can't be more serious about your career than you are about your career. So that's why I don't do the quick distribution program, because it made no sense for me to even do it. You guys are going to complain about the prices anyway. We're talking about $100, guys. We're talking about $100 you was complaining about. So I raised my prices back up. I started out gradually going back up. I started saying, okay, I'll do it for $600. $300 down, $300 due in 35 days. You guys complained about that. And I ran that discounted price, because I should have always been charging you the full 12, but I was trying to make it easy for some of you guys. I ran that price up until New Year's Day. I'm going to say from like right about Thanksgiving to about New Year's Day, I was just still doing it for $600, half price. $300 down, $300 due in 35 days. Out of all the people that saw that, only 3 people to this day have taken advantage of that. One IFL vet recently. One rookie. And one street free agent from last year. 3 guys took advantage of the $600 half price. Out of all the people that seen, only 3 guys came to the table not complaining, but putting their money down, ready to go to work. Okay? The vet, even though he was already in the IFL, I suggested that he move over to the NAL because it was going to give him a better look, being able to drop back in coverage and cover guys that's in the passing game. Plus, same thing by trying to get him in Fan Control Football currently, he could have the opportunity to do the same thing versus being in the IFL, basically just tackling running backs, because that's what they do in the CIFL. IFL, Indoor Football League, CIFL, Champions Indoor Football League, that's what they do. They run the ball. So if you're a DB, safety, all you're doing is tackling running backs in most cases. Every now and then you'll drop back in coverage when they finally decide to pass the ball. That's not that. So I try to educate guys, even though you might be a vet, you might be in the wrong league. Be willing to listen to sound advice and switch over to another league so it can show your capabilities doing other things. That way, when you finish up your playing career, you got a full resume of I played indoor football, I played National Arena League, blase, blase, blah. I have a full resume full of knowledge playing different styles of football at the pro developmental film level, which is pro football still because you're getting paid to do it. And this is my experience moving into coaching, moving into scouting, all these different things. Or if you want to use your degree later in life, whatever you went to school for, you can use that degree to help an organization or help a team. You can do that too. But that's what it costs, $1,200 to be fully vested in me. As I move up, you move up. But going back to, like I said, it's only three guys that took advantage of the half price discount. Only three guys. Only three. And that's a shame. That's a doggone shame. Only three guys took advantage of, out of all the people out there in the Twitterverse, all these people out there that's on social media that follow me or whatever the case may be. You know, the only thing you guys did was just basically blow and squander an opportunity to have be a part of a great program for half price. Now it's full price. $1,200 package, $600 down, $600 doing 35 days. That's what it is, $1,200. Why? Because it's worth it, and you can make the money back in season. I will never charge a guy what he can't make back. That's what I will not ever do that. If I don't have the capability to help you make the money back, I will not charge it to you. I would not charge it to you. But I know at the pro-developmental film level, you can make well over $1,200 in a football season. You can make your money back and make some more profit. And plus be vested in my network. As I move up, you move up. So if you want more information on what I just said, go to @FerranSports. It's @FerranD, SPORTS, all one word together. Or you can go to Facebook, Ramiro Ferran, RAMIRO, F is in Frank, ERRAND, Ramiro Ferran on Facebook. Or you can go to my sports management page, @FerranSportsManagement on Facebook. @FerranSportsManagementAgency on Facebook. I'm sorry. You can go to Ferran Sports Management Agency on Facebook. That's my business page on Facebook. But I usually do most of my business on Twitter @FerranSports, as I said earlier, @FerranSports on Twitter. DM me, and I'll give you the details on how to get in business with me. Again, pretty much I'm just going to reiterate what I just told you. So really, the only thing you should be really calling me about is saying, how can I execute the service by making the payment? That's really what you should be calling me about or texting me about on Facebook. Or you can also text me at 619-655-1581, 619-655-1581. Re-listen, go back and listen to this information a couple times, because I just said, to work with me is $600 down, $600 due in 35 days for a total of $1,200 to work with me. And that's for your opportunities this spring, next spring, and anything after you finish your sports career. To be totally vested in me, as I move up, you move up. It's $1,200 to work with me currently. Currently, it's $1,200. Depending on how many more opportunities I put myself in, that price goes up. Because as I move up, I take my people with me. I charge you based on my knowledge, based on my opportunities, and based on if you can make the money back that I'm asking you to invest in yourself by investing in me. I won't never put you in a situation where you're paying me some money that you cannot get back, that you mathematically cannot recoup. I won't do that to you. I don't play those games, because I know you work hard for your money just like I work hard for mine. So anyway, when you hit me up on Twitter, DM me on Twitter, message me on Facebook, or text me on my telephone number, 619-655-1581. If you hit me on any of those platforms, only thing you need to be doing is asking me, how can I execute the service by making the payment? And then I'll send you the payment method. How can I execute the service by making the payment? Then I'll send you the payment method. But don't call me to just ask me that. Call me and be ready to execute that day. When you hit me up and say, how can I execute the service by making the payment, make sure that's the day that you're trying to execute the service. Don't call me. Don't reach out to me until you have your money ready to either make the total payment of $1,200 or at least a half payment of $600. Don't call me until you're ready to make the payment that day. because you're wasting my time, wasting somebody else's time that could be talking to me, you're wasting your own time. Call me only when you're ready to make the payment of the $600, $1,200 total payment. Call me when you're ready to execute the service by making the payment. So, again, after you listen to this episode, this information a couple of different times, the only thing that you need to be doing is calling me saying, how can I execute the service by making the payment? Then I'll send you my PayPal or my Cash App. My Cash App is $, my last name, capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, the number one. Cash App, $ Ferran 1, and Ramiro Ferran should come up, R-A-M-I-R-O-F-E-R-R-A-N-D. Again, my Cash App is $ Ferran. That's F-E-R-R-A-N-D. F is in Frank, E is in F is in Frank, E is in Echo, R is in Romeo, R is in Romeo, A is in Apple, N is in Nancy, D is in Dog, and the number one. Cash App, $ Ferran 1, and my name, Ramiro Ferran, will come up. Or you can request a PayPal QR scan code. I only take the payments via Cash App and PayPal. I don't do Venmo. I don't do Apple Pay. I don't do this. I don't do Western Union. All this different stuff I don't do. I only do PayPal. If you don't have PayPal, set you up an account. If you don't have Cash App, again, set you up an account. It's very simple to do. I did it, and that's the way. That's the two ways I take my payments. Closing out, I want everybody to remember, be light, not darkness. Be love, not hate. Remember, there is only one race, that's the human race. Pray for peace around the world. Pray for this war in Ukraine to stop. Pray for the Russian soldiers that don't want to take part in killing their own people. Pray for the Russian soldiers that don't want to be drafted into this nonsense to help kill their own people. Pray for the Ukrainian soldiers that they stay safe. Pray for the Ukrainian people that they stay safe and this war stops, because they're the ones that's being ultimately affected by this war. Right now they're trying to train the Ukrainian troops on these Patriot missiles. I think here in Fort Sill, I don't know where Fort Sill is, but I believe that that's where they keep the Patriot missiles. They're bringing Ukrainian soldiers over here to teach them how to work, how to launch these missiles against Russia. So this thing is not getting better, people. It's getting worse, because we in America are arming the Ukrainian people with more weaponry. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, because they need to be able to protect themselves. But what I'm saying is the war coming to a close is not peace around the world. And with that being said, just keep a prayer wheel turning in your heart for everybody out there that's going through something, sickness, definitely the children. Sick children, and anybody else that's out there going through something, whether it's mental or physical, keep your prayer wheel turning in your heart for everybody out there that's going through everything. That's how we do it on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I don't mean to preach to you, but I just like to be light, not darkness. I like to be love, not hate. Remember to get your flu shots and get your COVID-19 boosters, and keep your mask on you in crowded spaces. Put it on, and make sure you keep your hand sanitizer handy. In areas where people are touching stuff, like in the grocery store and all this and stuff, we still got monkeypox going on out there. So make sure as you're making contact with people, shaking hands and doing all this and stuff, handling cash, keep your hands sanitized on your people, and make sure your hands stay sanitized, before you start touching your face, eyes, nose, mouth, all this different stuff. Anyway, I ain't trying to be a preacher or a doctor, but that's just my advice for everybody that's listening around the world on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode. God say the same, God be willing. We'll be back tomorrow again. Stogies and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time every most Mondays through Thursdays on Blog Talk Radio. Time on deck is 9:56 a.m. And it is 54 degrees and sunny in San Diego, California. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and set black and fade off, and have a great day. Bye-bye.